Welcome to Calder Navigation, the podcast that embarks on a transformative journey through the lives and stories of the incredible people of Calderdale. I'm your host, Samantha McCormick, Artistic Director and Founder of Curious Motion, and I'm thrilled to have you join me on this adventure. Calder Navigation invites you to open your hearts and minds to the tapestry of everyday moments and significant events that shape our lives. Through authentic and relaxed conversations, we'll delve into the complexities of what it means to be human, celebrating the diversity and resilience of our community. This podcast is not just a collection of stories. Each episode is a unique exploration, a tribute to the rich tapestry of our shared experiences. So, come and join us on this journey and let's celebrate the remarkable individuals who call the Calder Valley home, and let's uncover the depth and beauty of the human experience together. Today, we have two short interviews for you with some wonderful people who are part of the Curious Motion community. Over the past few months, we've noticed a theme coming up across our work around Calderdale's beautiful landscape and the similarities with other parts of the world. Many of the people in our community who originally come from other countries often comment on how Elland reminds them of home and how this helps them to feel settled in the area. Then back in July, our lovely new team member Mashid reflected on this and she suggested we explore it a bit more and perhaps it could make an interesting podcast episode. So here it is. You'll hear first from Dahlia and her daughters Fadila and Hasna, who have lived in Elland for 7 years and are originally from Syria. We met Dahlia and her family via St. Augustine's a couple of years ago, and they're now regulars at our workshops and sessions. Hasna even performed in the children's sharing at our Refugee Week event this year too. Despite having known them for a while now, it's not often that we get time to sit down and chat to them, so I'm delighted that we finally got to do this. You'll hear their reflections on Elland's landscape and their wider experiences living there. Dahlia speaks in Arabic and Fadila kindly translates for us, and Hasna and Fadila share their thoughts too. The second interview is with the wonderful Mashid Alavi, who I mentioned has recently joined our team. She is our very first project assistant and we were over the moon to welcome Mashid to the Curious Motion team in July. Mashid is an Iranian artist, project facilitator and community enthusiast with qualifications in business administration and media management. She also has a creative practice covering dance, performance art and filmmaking. Calderdale has become a special place for Mashid since leaving her home country of Iran for a variety of reasons, including the landscape, and today she shares more about this. So settle in for these wonderful chats. I hope you enjoy them as much as I did. So welcome, Dahlia. I thought we could start with talking about your favourite season. What's your favourite season in Elland and why?
شو هو أكتر فصل مفضل إليك؟
بحب الصيف.
She's saying that she loves the summer because she go out with her children, with the husband, outside, sunny day, happy with the happy family, and yeah.
What's your favorite thing to do in the summer?
أي شيء في الصيف بتحبي تعملي؟
كل إيش يعني؟ بحب أروح مع عائلتي النزهة. على البحر مثلاً هيك من صيف.
She would like to go on the summer, like picnic with the family, with a member of friends, to the sea maybe. Blackpool, she loves Blackpool. Obviously, it's really nice. People, new people you meet in.
How would you describe your neighbourhood here in Elland?
الحي كيف توصف الحي تبعك اللي عايش في Elland.
بوصفها أنا كتير بحبها لإيرلند لأنه صار لي عايشة فيها 6 سنين وهي منطقة كتير هادي وبحبها لأنها منطقة جبلية بتشبه منطقتي في سوريا وهيك لأنها هادي وأنا ما بحب الأماكن اللي فيها عجقة كتير بحب مناطق الهادي وأنه هي الحمد لله أنه هادي وعايشين فيها مبسوطين الحمد لله انه انا وعائلتي مبسوطين فيها.
She loves Ireland because it's a really nice and grateful place to live. It's very quiet and people as well very friendly. And whenever you see like someone, she's like, hi, hi. Yeah, exactly. And the reason, because it looks like her country, Syria, where she come from, like the mountains, the sunny and the trees and the green things as well. The houses, obviously. And yeah, she's happy a lot with that. And it also, Ellen's very quiet place. So like not lots of people, you meet like lots of people, like people shouting, running. Yeah, it's very quiet, especially at the nights, like no one's walking, no one's shouting, yeah. So you see like in public towns, there's like lots of voices, cars, everything.
And what do you think could be on offer to help develop Ireland?
السؤال اللي بعده هو كيف إذا حابة تغير أو شيء بيتغير في إيرلند، كيف بتحب يتغير هذا الشيء وليش؟ يعني كيف بتحب تغير إيرلند للأحسن؟ أو تضيف شغلات لإيرلند تتغير؟ تغير تغيريها إنه بتتحسن إيرلند مثلا بتصير أحسن من هيك شغلات بتضيفيها؟
شغلات مثل إيش يعني مثلاً إنه شغلات مع إنه
في البلد في البلد في البلد يعني في المنطقة
بحب يتغيرني البيوت
كان
إنه يصيرني هوسات ولا هين حدايق وما يضل في بنايات
okay so she's saying she would like to change The only thing she wants to change about Ellen, the houses, like for example, instead of a flat, like a big house, fits like six, you know, like a big family, big happy family. So yeah, and the big garden as well with that house. Yeah, big dreams. She wants to live in big house.
Yeah.
So it can fit the whole family.
How many people is the whole family?
Seven.
Seven?
Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be nice to have more space.
Yeah, obviously.
What does home mean to you? I know for some people, it's sort of the place that they are, but for others, it's a feeling or a particular experience or a particular group of people. How would you describe home?
البيت إنه مثل إيش يعني بيعني لأنه البيت استقرار وأمان. والواحد بيقعد مع عائلته في البيت. هاي.
She's saying that living together as a family that would be great for, especially because we hear lots of stories about like separated family, not happy families. So that makes us like feel stronger and happy to feel like to live all together. And that's what and that's the only thing my mom loves about is like all her children. Children listen to her carefully. They really happy with the living, like with each other, and that's grateful. That makes her happy as well. And my dad, obviously, because you know when your children listen and response to you, that's great. That's better than like your children's not. But yeah, so we support each other as well. If my brother is struggling, if my dad's struggling sometimes with like thinking, working, maybe if he got something to do and he needs to go with my brother to do something else. So we just support each other and we'll, yeah, just stand next to each other if we need so. And so we work as a family.
And does that feeling of family sometimes extend to friends or maybe other people that you know here?
عندك غير الفاميلي تبعك عندك مثلا اصحاب جيران مثلا اقرباء بيزوروك وبيعملوا لك زياره مثلا زيارات متبادله مثلا
ايه في عندي كثير عندي من بلدي يعني في بس مين هون هون في ايرلند في هاليفاكس بيت ابن عمنا وفي اسا ناس يعني من عنا انه بيزورونا
okay.
بس انه مين هون عايشين هون في ايرلند يعني
Yeah, she have lots of people, and they welcome to live, like, to live with us, and to welcome to visit. And every day at night or during the night, they come here. They do some parties. We do parties with them, like visit. We just go to them as well. Some like barbecue party. We just have fun with each other. Also, she have like a neighbor friend. She's really close friend. She lives here. Also in Halifax, we have our cousin. And yeah, and then we have in York, we have like many families there from our country. And in the weekend, summer, we just go there and chill all together as a families. Yeah, and I have friend also.
And Hasna, would you like to say anything? I know you've been patiently listening as we've been chatting. Where in Elland is your favourite place to go?
At my cousin's house, because she tells me all her secrets. I like that I can go to school and see all my friends and learn about new things.
Can you tell her the first day in primary school when you started? It wasn't you here to Elland.
I thought year one was hard, but it's actually really easy.
Was it easy to learn your language?
Kind of hard, but also easy. Because there was these like cards where you couldn't practice, and then they were really easy to get through. That's how I learned really quickly.
Also, younger people learn faster than old people. Well, for me, when I started high school, I started like year 8, and it was so difficult for me because also I started like, and I was an older, I was like older than everyone in my class, and I didn't say anything. I was so shy, new, I didn't know what to do. My English was terrible. If you listen to me speaking in the other, like in the past, like, I don't know, 6 years, you wouldn't say that's me here, like now, same with you right now and talking to you, chatting, because I didn't know anything about it. But the teacher helped me. They gave me iPad. When I walked to the class, I'm holding the iPad, and everyone looked at me and was like, is that iPad? Is yours? I was like, no, this is not mine. They thought I'm rich, girl. I have that iPad in my hand. I was like, no, this is for school. This is not mine at all. So everything I want to say, I want to thank Brooks Bank, because this school helped me a lot. Literally, I was crying one day of my, you know, results, exam result. I was like so bad. But this school helped me a lot to learn, to catch up with the English. The students are really nice. And now it's lots of changes become in Brooks Bank. They changed a lot, the rules, everything. But it was perfect for me and helped me a lot. And without them, maybe I think I didn't become to this now moment that I can flew with the English. And now in my college, everyone, like the Arab people, when I meet Arab people, they say, are you Asian? Are you like white? They don't think I am Arabic anymore because of my accent. Mm-hmm. And that's why I want to thank Brooks Bank, because they helped me a lot. And I love about Elland everything, basically, because we go around Elland, the field, the gardens, like, it's beautiful. But sometimes it's a bit quiet. And if I want to change something in Elland, I would change, obviously, the flats. Maybe I could add some people from like different countries. We could have like these, you know, connections to each other, and everyone can treat, like everyone treat each other the same thing or the same way. And yeah, this is would be lovely.
Finally, is there anything else you'd like to say?
When you're older, it's hard in school because like the subjects are getting harder. But like your teachers and people in school help you a lot, and that makes it more easier. So I'm thankful for the people there and you.
चक्कर हो याने चक्कर ब्रेथ ऑन ये कल है ये नुला नुजे बो नुजी ना लहाओ ने वो हस्से ना फल्ला स्तकरो और कल अमें लाइक बस
Yeah, she wants to thankful you guys for having her in this podcast, for picking her actually for this, and she wants to thankful the government of like having us, or like, you know, because we had like bad days and bad moments in our country because of the war, obviously, and the bad moments. And now still my country feeling that not safe at all, but we can't change anything about this. But thank you, we had a good, you know, chance to come here and live safe. We have like safety life here and live all together as a family. And thank you, like, she wanted to thank you, like, everyone helped us and supported us with everything.
أنا مبسوطة كتير هوني في الحياة في بريطانيا وفي إيرلند يعني, بس إنه الشغل الوحيد اللي عم بتعيقني إنه هي اللغة بس.
She is very happy to live here, like very safely. No one like comes to us or like say something bad to us or like be racist to us. I know things happen, but we can just ignore it. And the best thing in life to ignore things that you doesn't like, that makes a lot of changes in your life. And she loves here, obviously, this place.
I'm really pleased to hear that. And thank you all so much for chatting to me today. Welcome, Masha. Thank you for coming to chat with me today.
Thank you for having me.
It's really nice to have you on the podcast as an important new member of our team.
Thanks.
And you've also been really an integral part of planning this episode as well. Like, lots of your ideas have gone into this.
Thank you.
So really nice to highlight your story a little bit. Could you give us some background on what you do for us?
Yes, sure. I'm from Iran, and my background is in Iranian dance, and when I moved to London and I studied media management, I was thinking I want another medium to be able to express myself more permanent, documenting things and showing things to a bigger audience. So I started making films, doing photography, started making dance films about the history of dance in Iran, which was very important for me to tell it to other people, because dancing is banned in Iran, and in general, female artists, they're not as free as they are in other countries. So I did that, and then I moved to Leeds, which really helped in my creative practice to meet more creatives, and then I joined Curious Motion.
Yeah, and it's really great to have you, and I want to ask you lots of questions purely about dance and Iran, but that's for another time, I think, for now. So what brought you over? I know that Curious Motion isn't your first connection with Calderdale, is it? You've already, you know, been here quite a lot and experienced it. What brought you over to Calderdale?
When I moved to Leeds, one of my very close friends, she had moved to Hebden Bridge before me. And you know, when you live in London, you don't really have that much idea about what's happening in the rest of the UK and how it is like. And she was always saying, it's very pretty. And after I moved, she was saying, oh, it's just 40 minutes away. And I remember the first time that I took the train and went to Hebden Bridge, I was like, wow, this is so pretty. And especially her house and the neighborhood. Mm. It was amazing. And then I started to learn more about West Yorkshire and the nature and the landscape. And my friend had a huge role in it, because I'm not a big fan of hiking, but she was taking me to walks around. And then she made a film that I was also performing in it. That was also another connection. And obviously after that, working in Calderdale is a very strong connection, because I have the chance to engage with the community and get to know the community.
Now, with your work and with us, you're working in other parts of Calderdale as well. And I know there's this lovely, you have this lovely positive
connection to Calderdale. Happy things seem to happen here a lot for you, don't they?
Yeah.
Could you tell us a bit about some of the happy things that have happened for you here?
Yeah, sure. I think it was the second time that I was going to see my friends in Hebden Bridge. And I stayed over, and in the morning I checked my email, and I got this email about my interview, which I was waiting for a very long time. And then I was like, yay! I was just running around the house shouting, saying, yes, my interview is going to be in 2 weeks, blah, blah, blah.
And this is your interview for refugee status?
Yeah. Okay. My Home Office interview.
Right, okay.
Waited for a very, very long time. Yes, and I did my interview. And I think 2 weeks later, I went back to see my friends. And I left the station. I was walking towards my friend's house, and she was sitting in the balcony with her mom. And I was like, Shadi, I got it. I got my status. And you're always making this joke that Hebden Bridge brings me luck.
Yay!
So always good things happen there. Yeah.
Oh, that's so lovely. And I hope that other parts of Calderdale as well will bring you lots of luck too.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's really nice. That must have been a massive feeling to have got that news.
Yeah.
Like, I can't imagine what that must have felt like, really.
Yeah, I mean, all my life was depending on that decision and both of them, because I had to get the interview to be able to get my status. And, it just changed my life, basically.
Because without that status, you're very, very limited in
definitely.
Anything you can do here. And financially, it's incredibly challenging, isn't it?
Financially and emotionally, because I wasn't able to travel to see my parents. And I couldn't see them for 3 years, which was really hard. And there are people I know who are waiting, who've been waiting more than me. And I know exactly how it feels like.
Yeah, so I'm so glad that it came through, and just wonderful that happened in Hebden. And
thank you.
We will be making you come here and stay here even more, I think, in the future. Like, don't leave, stay in Calderdale forever. great, that's lovely. So something that you've also spoken to me about in the past is about how the landscape of Calderdale has been really interesting and inspiring for you, and particularly its connection to your home in Iran. Could you tell us a bit about that?
When I took the bus from Halifax to Elland for my interview, I don't know, as soon as I got there by the canal, I was like, wow, this is amazing. And I remember after the interview, I was feeling great, you know, just having a chat with you and to be there and look around. Those greens and trees and water. I remember I sent some photos to my mom saying, this looks exactly like Namakop Rud. Namakop Rud is a small town in north of Iran. And I'm from Tehran, but we have a very strong connection to the north. I remember since I was a child, we were going there very often. And my first job was actually in north after I graduated. It felt really like home, especially that it was for a job. I mean, in that moment, I didn't know.
Yeah, this is your interview with us, wasn't it? For your new role as our project assistant. Yeah, of course. You'd come for the interview. We'd had a lovely chat, and obviously you didn't know the decision at that point. Yeah.
But just being in that space, and I thought, oh, this would be great if I get the job. I'm going to have this opportunity to come here more often.
Are there any particular elements of Calderdale's natural world that really remind you? Is it a plant? Is it a hill?
Yeah.
The water? Anything like that?
Yeah. I think the green is very similar to the green in Iran, and especially the roads. We were doing a lot of road trips, and the way that the roads are, you know, it's very similar. Exactly. It's very similar. And the water, I think. It's the sound of the water, and you know, when I close my eyes and listen to the sound of water and just take a deep breath in, and you know, it's like taking it all in, and it definitely reminds me of home, or at least, you know, the trips that we were taking to the north, especially in spring, because our new year is in spring. We celebrate the first day of spring as the rebirth, it's Nowruz, and I can see that, you know, the change of the season and the smell, apart from the allergies. That is very, very specific and highlighted to me. Like, I really feel energized, I can tell, like, the new season is coming, you know, it's new beginnings. And I think a huge part of it comes from my connections, you know, to that specific time of the year and how it feels like.
Would you say then that spring is your favourite season?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And is that the same at home as well as here?
Yes. Since I moved to Leeds, we celebrate the new year, Nowruz, in Hebden Bridge. So we all gather again in Hebden Bridge. So I can see that. I can see the first day of spring in Catherdale.
Yes. Oh, it's just lovely. The positivity that's happening for you here. It just makes me really happy.
Yeah.
Yeah, so first day of spring and rebirth, and they're quite common themes amongst different cultures as well, aren't they? I suppose here that's not, in the UK that's not the new year, obviously here that's January, but there is this again, there's some cultural traditions around spring and new birth, new life, and kind of letting the winter go, and it's a nice time of year where things are sort of starting to kind of bubble up a little bit, I suppose, aren't they?
Yeah, it's around Easter, I think.
Okay. Yeah. To finish off our chat for today, I just wondered about the future for you. Obviously, you're an integral part of our team, and Calderdale's becoming a theme in your life, which I'm so pleased to hear about, despite us, not just us, forcing you to be here. But I just wondered what you might like to see develop here. We've been asking a few local people about, you know, what would you like to see on offer, maybe in the Elland area where you're working, or just generally in Calderdale. What do you think would be a nice development to see?
I think the landscape is really, really nice, and obviously people are so lovely. But like other parts, I would like to see more diversity and maybe more shops that sell things that are from around the world. And on the same day, I was thinking, I was like daydreaming, it would be really nice if one day I can get some Iranian sandwich from one of the shops on the way back home.
Yeah.
I think diversity is definitely one of that. Or maybe the smell of jasmine.
Yeah, jasmine's a smell from home for you, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Well, tell us a little bit about jasmine. What does that smell make you think of?
It's interesting. It's also related to the north. Whenever we were going on walks in the evening, the smell was so strong. And I remember at that time, I was like, okay, this is just the smell of jasmine, especially when I was younger and I didn't like to go on walks with my mom. But now I really appreciate it. And it's interesting how strong it is, you know, the connection of smell and your memories. Mm. It just throws me back. When I was in Spain, I was like, oh, this is great. This is the smell of jasmine. This is home. Yeah,
so some more reminders of home, and some diversity is something I think a lot of communities are working on, and it's so important, isn't it? Because there's so much value in having access to different cultures and different ways of doing things, and so much value from lots of different things, and it brings that kind of vibrancy to our lives, doesn't it, if you've got that?
Exactly. I think anywhere that it happens, it would be really nice. It's not just limited to Catherdale, to see that people are celebrating their traditions. People feel they have this opportunity and they have this space to bring in their culture. And I think it is very much dependent on people who are supporting you. Like us, you know, Curious Motion is giving that space for people to come and celebrate. And it doesn't matter where they're from. I think it would be great to see more of that.
Yeah. And we have some events and things, for example, in the Peace Hall, they put on the different New Years and things like that. And there's some things like that happening, aren't there? But I bet there's things going on, maybe smaller scale, in smaller pockets of Calderdale as well. Well, I'm pretty sure there are, but I don't know a lot about them, that maybe we could highlight more and develop more. And maybe it's about us connecting as well, widely around that, and seeing what the scope could be. I'm sure there's huge potential for really bringing that to life for everybody, isn't there?
Yes.
Yeah. It's a great hope for the future.
And going back to the shops, I think as an immigrant, for me, it is really important if there's something, if there's a place that I can buy even one or two items that is from home.
Food is a really important part of life, isn't it?
It is, for sure.
Yeah. Is there any, was a favourite food from home that you wish you could get here?
Everything, but I really like, I don't know why, like recently I really think about sandwiches a lot, and cutlet is something that's made with mincemeat and potatoes, and you fry them and they make a sandwich with tomatoes and pickles. It's really, really nice.
Mm.
So I think I can have that in Canada.
Oh, yeah. If there's anybody out there that makes that, let us know.
Yeah.
Because, well, Masha'd will be straight there, but I think I will. Yeah, oh, that's great. Well, thank you so much for sharing a bit of your story and your connection to this area. It's really lovely to have you on the episode and also as part of our team. I'm very excited to see how your role develops with us and how your work in general develops as well, because you've got lots going on outside of what you do with us.
Thank you very much.
A massive thank you to Dahlia, Fadila, Hasna and Mashid for sharing their stories with us. Do you have any reflections to share about Calderdale's landscape, or perhaps a similar story? We would love to hear from you. Please get in touch on hello@curiousmotion.org.uk. So we've got one more episode for you in this series. I can't quite believe we're almost on episode 10 already. Next week, I get to visit actor and musician Hayley Doherty, who lives on a narrowboat in Sowerby Bridge. I think it's only appropriate that we close the first series of Calder Navigation on the actual Calder and Hebble navigation itself, don't you? So tune in next week to hear all about what it's like to live on a narrowboat and find out more about Hayley herself. See you then. And that brings us to the end of another captivating episode of Calder Navigation. Thank you for joining us on this voyage through the stories that shape Calderdale. We hope that these conversations have touched your heart, inspired your mind, and reminded you of the power of human connection. As we navigate life together, let's carry these stories with us, cherishing the lessons they teach us and the bonds they strengthen. Remember, Calder Navigation is just one part of the Welland Activator Project, a collective effort to combat loneliness and isolation in our community. We encourage you to explore the various classes, workshops and walks offered through the programme and join us at our special showcase event, Welland, where we can come together and celebrate the magic of Elland and Calderdale. You can find out more about the project at curiousmotion.org.uk. We would like to express our deepest gratitude to Calderdale Council, reaching communities from the National Lottery Community Fund and Arts Council England for their invaluable support in making this podcast and the Welland Activator possible. Thanks to Untold Creative for production support. If you haven't already, be sure to subscribe to Calder Navigation on your preferred podcast platform so you never miss an episode. And please help us spread the word by sharing the podcast with your friends, family, and anyone who might find solace, inspiration, or a sense of belonging in these stories. As we conclude this chapter, we invite you to keep exploring, keep connecting, and keep navigating the currents of life with curiosity and compassion. Remember, the journey continues, and together we can make a difference. Until next time, fair winds and warm hearts. Thank you.